preparatory drawing for the Gran Dia de Girona, the Peninsular War. Oh, war. What a terrible thing. I imagine you are looking at the preparatory drawing for the painting called El Gran Dia de Girona by Martí Alsina. What it depicts, obviously in an idealized way, is the Gran Dia de Girona, which is the name given to the 19th of September 1809. On that day, the French attempted an attack on the city, which the people of Girona repelled. Before painting the final work, artists often make preparatory drawings such as this one. As you look at it, you can comprehend one of the major episodes in the history of Girona, one which has even generated a myth that defines it, Immortal Girona. At the beginning of the 19th century, Napoleon entered Spain, with the permission of the king, with the excuse of getting to Portugal and invading it. However, once he passed over the Pyrenees, he started to occupy the land. The people rebelled in the face of this situation and thus started the Peninsular War, or War of Independence. In May 1809, the French started to besiege the city of Girona. It would last for 7 months, and the result would be definitive. There were 7 months of fighting and resistance, and also of privation, hunger, and suffering. Eventually, on December 10th, after the destruction of 242 houses, 1,000 dead, and hundreds of injured, the city surrendered to the enemy. You might ask yourselves, why did it take so long? For some historians, the answer lies with the stubbornness of General Álvarez de Castro. Can you see a man in the middle of the picture, with his arm outstretched to the right? That is Álvarez de Castro. He was the city's governor, and while he knew that all the odds were against him, he refused all offers of negotiation and obliged the people of Girona, on death sentence, to continue fighting. Notice that there are women in the picture. They were known as Las Bárbaras because they formed part of the Company of Saint Barbara. As a squad, they devoted themselves to providing assistance and caring for the injured. Raimunda de Nouvillas, Florentina Serrats, Magdalena Mulleras, Maria Lúcia de Puig, Antonia Buer, Isabel Matjà, and so on, up to 200 women who, according to a contemporary, bought red tape, cut it generously, and tied it around their left arm so they could be easily identified on the battlefield. War is, and I repeat myself, a terrible thing. But it must be said that on account of it, some marvelous works of art have been created, such as this one by Martí Alsina. The final work, by the way, which is more than 10 meters long, can be seen in the Giuseppe Irla Auditorium in Girona.